It's not a midlife crisis, it's a midlife career pivot experiment called Fork in the Road. And I'm the human guinea pig, Andy Marshall, who's got the gall to attempt to have a successful career doing work I love, creative work, and throw that notion of a starving artist out the window. Then take the elevator down to the ground floor and jump on it some more. And I'm going to keep doing this every day on the podcast. So let's go.
I want to talk about how if you are a perfectionist, you're inevitably going to be unhappy. You won't be happy with your art, your life, in general, everything. And I'm thinking of a few ways. Well, this is how I can counteract being an unhappy perfectionist is set yourself deadlines. And I set myself deadlines every single day. And one thing which has come along quite recently, which I found is fantastic, is NFTs. The NFT platform that I'm using is Revel. And one thing they do is that you can mint 3 pieces of work every 24 hours. Now, you don't have to mint work every 24 hours, but I find if you want to succeed on the platform, you want to build up as much work on the platform, and especially considering that it's at its early stages, to get as much work out there as possible when it's just starting out. So I'm uploading 3 pieces every 24 hours and I virtually have no time. So like I get up about 4:30 in the morning to work in the cafe for most of the day, and then kids get home from school and that's it. So like I am basically creating art in the early mornings when it's not quite so busy, in between making coffees. I might take a bit of a lunch break out at some stage and do a bit of work as well. And the kind of work that I'm doing is I've got a series called HypnoBats, which I have in Procreate, and I use a whole different bunch of elements from previous works that I cut and paste into the HypnoBats, and I use any new styles that I'm experimenting with. Currently I'm experimenting with the light pen and bloom, just trying to create this pardon me, the bioluminescence kind of glow, which I like so much. Mucking around with that and creating 3 pieces. When you got to create 3 pieces every 24 hours, you go, okay, yep, that's done, that's great. Get to a point where you're happy with it, and it kind of stops you overworking the piece, because often if you've got an unlimited time frame, you can just keep working and working and working on the piece, and you go, actually, I kind of think it was better way before. Like I think no matter what you do, it's a good idea to, especially if you're working digitally, is to save out your work at various stages that you're happy with it. And once you get to a final stage, go back to those other stages and go, were these any better? Was it actually better before I kept going with adding more and adding more and doing different things? And so sometimes the way things end up, or the first versions that you create, can often be the best. So that is one way that I am working through perfectionism, is to create deadlines. I think that's a great way to move you forward, because in the end, you need pieces of artwork out there in the world that people can buy, rather than you know, one piece every month or so. And I think it's okay to have those few pieces which you know are going to take you a lot of time, like, you know, an 80-hour piece or something like that. But I think it's good to have other stuff as a bit of a sideline to kind of keep other work flowing so that you're not bogged down in that one big work. I mean, even if you create a 5-minute sketch each day and do 3 different stages of photography of that sketch, and mint that, that's work that's out there every day while you're making the big piece. So, and also when you're making the big piece, you can be taking smaller photographs, getting creative with turning that bigger piece into lots of other smaller NFTs, which in a way promote the large piece. It's a bit like for marketers creating content. They create a pillar piece of content and then they create all their micro content around that. They'll record a podcast, but from that podcast they'll have, you know, 20 TikTok videos that can also go to Instagram Reels and YouTube, and then you've also got blogs which you can pull out of the podcast as well. You've got photographs, you've got all kinds of things that one piece, that one podcast or whatever, or that one piece of artwork can be broken into lots of other smaller pieces of artwork or content which can support the larger piece. So it's a way of constantly getting work out there that can be sold and not being too caught up in the perfectionism side of things. That's my thought for today on, you know, being an unhappy perfectionist. Because I know if I, and you know, the longer it is between the last time you've put something out, the chances are that it's less likely that you're going to get that piece out and you're just going to scrap it in some kind of creative fit. So just get used to putting it out there, even if you don't think it's finished. I've put pieces out where I think, it looks good, it's technically good, it's you know, it's fine, and sometimes they're the pieces that people really connect with and what people really like. So I think you need to not be the ultimate judge of your work. Let the people be the judge of your work. Check you next time.
And that just about wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to start talking, I'd love you to leave me a voice message. All you have to do is tap the link at the bottom of the podcast description and you'll be able to leave me a 1-minute message there. It could be a question, your thoughts, praise, outrage. I don't care. I just want the attention. And I'll play the message back on the show and I'll catch you tomorrow at the fork in the road.